BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This time on KB Cabaret, we feature the music of Milkweed, plus comedy with special guests Kate Murray and John Harvey.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, this is a question I have never seen in print before. However, I'm sure it must be on a lot of people's minds. Say I'm at a party, a restaurant with friends, or dancing on the disco floor having fun. The next day I go online and see myself posted all over Facebook. These photos aren't taken by my friends, but by perfect strangers. I'm not a fashion stud or famous, but for a 5'4", 300-pound man, I stand out. Why do I have to be made into a spectacle? I am an ordinary person leading an ordinary life, and I don't need to be put on display. People can be downright invasive. Please help me, Granny Ada. I don't know what to do. Signed, Invasion of Fun.
Dear Fun Invasion, how delightful. Going out and then being the center of unwanted attention. This is a sticky situation. Being out in public, we really don't have rights to our privacy, but in some cases we should. Everyone nowadays has these contraptions called smartphones. On the spot, you can take a selfie or a Uzi. No questions are ever asked, such as, Mother, may I? They just point, shoot, and send. You could write to the person who posted it and ask for your image to be taken down. You could write to Facebook or whatever site you find yourself on and tell them you are being shamed and targeted. That is, if you really are. Perhaps they could take action in some way. Otherwise, you don't have much recourse. It's a shame, but that is how our laws are set up. We don't have the rights we need and have the rights we don't want. Good luck, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
You have everything?
Yep, right down to the plastic forks.
This is great. I didn't think you guys could pull it off.
Well, you underestimate us. Right, Tommy?
Yeah, you sure did, Phyllis.
Okay.
Now you just go sit outside and we'll get everything ready.
Well?
They actually bought all the food for our little outdoor picnic.
I didn't think they could pull it off.
I know, that's what I said.
Okay, now, let's make your mom's birthday luncheon happen. You got the 6 cans of tuna fish?
Yep.
Mayo?
Yep.
Bowl?
Yep.
Something to stir with?
Yep.
No, a fork's too small. Here, take a spoon. Okay, cool. I'll make the toast.
So what are they making?
I think tuna fish sandwiches and chips.
Oh, I just hope they don't overdo it with the mayo.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you put too much mayo in it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bobby.
No, let's not panic. There has to be more tuna here somewhere. Look under the cabinet on your right.
Hey, I found some.
Whoa, if I'd known we had that much tuna in the house, I wouldn't have bought the 4 cans.
And they have pop-top lids.
Oh, this is great. Go ahead and put at least 8 of those cans in the mix. They're a little smaller than the ones we bought.
Okay.
Well, where are they? I'm getting hungry.
I think I hear them coming now.
Here you are, ladies. Sorry about the wait. Tuna fish sandwiches and barbecue chips. You got the 6-packs, Tommy?
Yep, here they are.
Good. Open up a few. I sure could use a cold one after all that work.
Well, this is special.
Yeah, let's eat.
Ew. Ew.
Oh, what in the heck is in this?
Oh, I don't know, but the beer isn't even helping.
What? I think it's great.
What did you put in here?
Tuna.
Show me the cans.
I threw them into recycling. Here, here's some.
We used 2 kinds.
You idiots! You used the cat's food for our tuna.
No.
Yes, there's even a cat's face on the can.
Couldn't you tell the small ones are Tabby's food?
Oh, I didn't know. Why would I?
Because it's got a darn cat on the cover and it says cat food. I knew you two would screw this up.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I think it's good. Hey, Bobby, hand me a beer.
Well, I got a hotel room and a hotel lobby, a pull-out sofa and a friend named Bobby.
I am so pleased to have the group Milkweed on our show. Jackie Colombo, Joey Alston, and Peter Lister. And I love this song, Hotel Room. Tell me a little bit about it before I play it.
We have a little music video for that. It's my favorite. I love it. We're calling it the bathroom sessions. And so when we made the video, we recorded it in our bathroom. And Pete is in the tub playing bass, and I'm sitting on top of the toilet, and Joe is standing up, and it's a really great video. It's on our YouTube page, and it's also a song about what we're doing right now. I mean, we don't stay in hotel rooms often, but we're on the road, and that song definitely speaks about our road life.
All right, so let's listen to Hotel Room.
Well, I got a hotel room and a hotel lobby, a pull-out sofa and a friend named Bobby, 2 plastic cups and a tub of ice. Man, living on the road sure is nice. When you get home, all you got is a $2 bill. I pull over Frank, you got to fill the tank. Can't get far without raising the bar. It fills you up and it drains you of all your dreams. Sports bar, sports car, twinkle, twinkle, little star, fire on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike. Well, everybody's got a life, but not everybody turns it on. I just got home, but I'm thinking about moving on. Stars clearly outshine the world, even though they're dead. Nobody said that I'd get this far without dying along the way. So say your mind, just say in your mind, 'cause I'm sick of words taking up all my time. Ain't it fine to be free of the name you keep calling me? Brakes are fine, but the engine's shoddy. It's Monday night, there ain't much to play. But I'm a dying man with a lot to say. So move over, I'll make a seat at the foot of the bed. Well, all
a room service. Get some wine, some fish, and some bread. Well, I got a hotel room and a hotel lobby, a pull-out sofa and a friend named Bobby, two plastic cups and a tub of ice. Man, living on the road sure is nice. When you get home, all you got is a $2 bill. When you get home, all you got is some hearts to fill. When you get home, all you got is some time to kill.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.